Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, everyone, it's Jay Stu. I'm here at Sketchbook Comics once again with Jeff. How's it going, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. It's, again, been too long since I've been in here doing an interview. Tried last week, but my mom was here and she likes to talk.
Yeah, so. Yeah, she does.
That's cool. A few things have been going on since the last time we talked, and right off the bat I'm going to ask you, can we please go to Toronto and watch some of the Suicide Squad filming?
It's tempting, isn't it?
I know, right?
It really is. Somebody posted in one of our game groups the other day that they're filming right outside of 401 Games in Toronto. I saw the photos, and I don't think 401 will be in any of the shots because they've got it's all partitioned off so that people can stand behind barriers there. So yeah. Clearly, the shooting will probably come from that side and show the other side of the street or down the street type of thing. But it's pretty exciting that they're in Toronto for this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've got cosplayer friends that live in Toronto that are posting every day as they walk by the set.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. They film stuff all the time in Toronto, but for whatever reason, this one, yeah, it just seems more real in a weird way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's very cool. I've been tempted to drive up a couple of times.
Man, there was even Affleck as Batman sightings down there, too.
Yep. Yeah. No, I hope he shows up in it.
Yeah.
You know? I'm really excited about that movie.
What have you thought about some of the cast photos they put out? Like,
I love them.
The dead shots look awesome.
I think he looks fantastic.
Yeah.
You have to go with a more realistic approach than, you know, the original Deadshot. Well, not the original where he wore a top hat.
Oh, yeah.
The one everybody's familiar with.
Yeah.
I've seen that one. I love that costume. I love it. And I love the one that they did in the limited series several years ago. And I like the one that's in the current rendition of Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. Not as much, but I still like it. I think this one looked great.
Oh, yeah.
When they first showed the picture of the cast and Will Smith didn't have a mask, that's kind of what I was expecting. You know, mm-hmm. It's tough to ask an actor, especially one who's a good actor, and he is, regardless of what people think of him.
Oh, yeah.
To put a mask on. I mean, look what the Willem Dafoe in the first Spider-Man movie. It killed what is an amazing actor's ability to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So putting a mask on him can be tough. So I wasn't surprised when there was one. But then we saw later the full shot of him with the gear on it. Yeah, I thought he looked fantastic. The whole thing has me very excited. You know, I've seen a lot of negative feedback on the internet, and it's easy to do that. Mm-hmm. It's easy to rip into first looks. It's easy to rip into cast photos. They're not in motion. They're not in the actual movie, you know, so, and quite frankly, it's just easy to sit back and be an armchair director.
Mm-hmm.
It's super easy. And what I think people forget is that all these same people ripped into Michael Keaton being cast as Batman and just went nut bar when they saw Heath Ledger as the Joker.
I remember that.
Lost their minds. And Guardians of the Galaxy was not looked upon favorably. Myself, I thought Guardians was going to be Marvel's first misstep.
I remember you saying that.
It had a talking raccoon in it.
And a tree.
So, you know, it's one of those things where you clearly wondered if the audiences were ready for that or capable of accepting that. And that movie proved us all wrong. James Gunn blew the doors off of that movie. So, here's a thought, guys. Let's just ride it out and see what happens. It's the same, the people losing their minds about Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's Batman, guys. Like it or not, he's Batman. So what we're going to do is we're going to see what happens, and we're either going to like it or we're not. And that's the way it's going to be. You know, losing your mind on the internet ahead of time accomplishes nothing. It irritates the hell out of people, and it makes you want to just punch them in the face. You know, I'm so sick of internet trolls.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get negative about that stuff. The Joker. Leto's Joker. You know, they released the picture where he's covered in tattoos and people lost their minds about that. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I loved it. First off, you have to get as far away from Ledger as you can. You cannot even attempt to be close to that. Backlash would be way too big. Let Leto do what he's going to do, just like Ledger did. and we'll see if we like it when all is said and done. Ledger blew us out of the water.
Yeah.
He was a perfect Joker for that time. So let's see what Leto does now. He may be a perfect Joker for now. You know, the scenes with him and Harley, I'm like, yeah, I am so psyched about this movie. You know, the cast photo, I'm like, they look gritty. They look, you know, for lack of a better term, unclean, you know. And they should. They shouldn't look sleek. They shouldn't look perfect because they're not. They're villains. They're a wet works team.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's going to die because they decide to go off on their own and get, you know, their arm or their head blown off, depending on which rendition of Suicide Squad they go with. So, yeah, I think it... Suicide Squad, I've said it before on the internet, and I've told you myself, and I am more excited about Suicide Squad than any other comic book movie in the pipe. Easily more than anything Marvel is doing.
Yeah, it's way up there for me, too.
Yeah, way more than anything Marvel is doing. Suicide Squad is what I'm waiting for. I might be waiting for that more than Star Wars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But Star Wars might just be the overhyping of it right now for me.
Yeah.
Because I am looking forward to Star Wars. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm not. I just... Suicide Squad, especially the rendition with Flag and Deadshot and Slipknot and all of those guys, is a very, very near and dear comic book to my heart. Adding Harley from the newer rendition and bringing the Joker in, that's cool. I have no issues with that.
Right.
But the core looks like it's pulled from that early Suicide Squad that I love. So, yeah, I'm very excited about it. Yeah. Very.
Harley looks decent, too.
I think she looks great.
Yeah.
I think she looks fantastic. Yeah, yeah, absolutely I do. I think she looks really good. Paul Dini had an interview where somebody asked him what they thought of that rendition. And he said, you know, all we've seen is a single photo. He's like, and so far, so good. So, if Paul Dini is good with it.
Yeah. That's nice. I finally finished Daredevil, actually, last week.
Great show.
I was sitting on that finale for a while, and you're right, it did take a left turn, like, right at the end of the second last episode.
Oh, yeah. I won't say more without, because it's a huge spoiler for anybody who hasn't seen it. But, yeah, that show is so close to the books through so much of it. Yeah, it veers on you right at that second last episode.
Yeah.
And then I fully expected the last episode, oh, they'll fix that. Yeah, no.
No.
No, not at all. But it is so, so good. And we were talking a few minutes ago, and I told you I haven't seen Age of Ultron yet.
Right.
And I'm not in any hurry to. And one of the reasons, I think, is Daredevil. You know, it's so good. And Arrow is very good, and Flash is... Everything I've heard is it's just fantastic. I haven't seen Flash, so I'm running off my customers' opinions.
Yeah.
Agent Carter is very good from what I've heard.
Yeah.
I'm starting to believe that maybe, more and more I'm starting to believe this, that maybe superheroes belong on TV as opposed to movies. Where Daredevil got 13 hours effectively to flesh out his story as opposed to Avengers, where we've got 9-10 characters jammed into 2 to 2.5-3 hours.
Right.
So, I'm starting to believe that TV is really the way for this stuff to go. I'm super excited about DC Legends or Legends of DC or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you see the trailer for that?
I haven't watched the trailer.
It's decent.
I am looking forward to it. There's a couple of things about it that have me a little confused. You know, why is one half of Firestorm in it but not both?
Yeah, they haven't said.
Exactly. But the fact that they've got a hot girl in there, and they've got Rip Hunter in there. Those two things alone have me very, very excited for that show.
And Vandal Savage is their villain,
too.
Is
their villain. I'm not a huge Adam fan, but I also haven't seen Brandon Routh's rendition of him in Arrow, so I can't comment on it. I'm just saying I'm not a huge Adam fan. But Hawkgirl, yeah, I'm a big Hawkgirl fan.
Yeah.
And I love Rip Hunter, and I love the possibilities that he brings to it. And I love Firestorm, so if he has something to do with it, I'll be super excited about that, too.
Cool. Yeah, I can't wait till you binge-watch this season of Arrow. And
Arrow and Flash,
yeah.
I'm glad they're done now, because now I can consider doing it.
Yeah, nice. The last episode of Daredevil is one of the best hours of TV I've ever watched, I think.
I know, it's so good.
Yeah.
Vincent D'Onofrio, man, his Kingpin is absolutely a little bit different from the comic.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Kingpin, I don't think, is a character that you could translate 100% and have it be effective or real. But he is so good. No, and his fight with Daredevil, and I mean, I don't think we're spoiling anything by revealing that they fight. Just the idea that Daredevil is this quick, agile thing, but once Kingpin gets a hold of him, he's just, it's like a, I don't know, it's like a bull fighting a a cat. You know, it's just crazy to watch. It's so well done. Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I absolutely love it. And for all those people that hate the what they saw of the Daredevil costume, the red one in, you know, in the pictures, I think it works great.
Yeah, it looked awesome, actually.
Yeah, I think it works great. I was a... Oh, that show is the best thing Marvel's done.
Could have been worse. We could have got the yellow suit.
Oh, yeah. I think so bad.
Yeah. No, it was fantastic, and I can't wait for season two next year, and even Jessica Jones is looking
good. I'm a little bit excited for Jessica Jones because of how good Daredevil was, because I'm not a fan of that character, but... And I knew going in that that would be the toughest sell for me is, is the Jessica Jones series. But the fact that it looks like Luke Cage plays a very healthy dose in it,
I'm
actually starting to get a little, and I mean, come on, Kilgrave being played by David Tennant,
that's awesome.
As soon as they announced that, I was on board to at least watch it.
Yeah,
I might be rooting for the bad guy, but I'll be watching it. And I mean, all the Iron Fist stuff laced into Daredevil is so good. I'm super excited for Iron Fist to get done too.
Yeah, oh, it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
So great. Now, I know you have an opinion on the Supergirl trailer.
I do. Okay. I watched the trailer. I was blown away by the fact that it was 6 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a second trailer that shows more superpowers. But I know there's a ton of negative opinion on the internet for it. And all I can think when I read that negative stuff is, why do you believe for a second that this show was made for you 30 to 40-year-old guys? You know, this show is clearly not aimed at you. So why are you blown away when it doesn't appeal to you? You know, let's face it, it's aimed at teenage girls, early 20 girls. Mm-hmm. And if like a show like Buffy, they can pull in other people, all the better. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping it does really well.
Yeah, me too.
Everything I saw of it didn't feel like it was too... adult, maybe? Which is good.
That's fair.
Because, quite honestly, I have a 6-year-old daughter who, by the time that comes out, will be 7 and is a big Supergirl fan.
I'm hoping Diana will like that one, too.
Exactly. Exactly. And like I said, my daughter will be 7. I'll watch it first, of course.
Right.
Which is what I recommend for most things. Mm-hmm. And absolutely Daredevil. But, yeah, I'm hoping my daughter can watch Supergirl. She's super excited that there's a show coming at all. So, yeah, I'm hoping she can watch it.
Now,
I'm sure some of it will go over her head, the dating and stuff.
Oh, probably,
Her, but, yeah.
Now, I don't know if you've heard this. We're recording this Friday morning. The pilot leaked this morning online.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Nope, I did not hear that. I wouldn't watch it anyway. I'll wait till it hits.
Yeah, because then you had to wait all those months for the second episode.
Exactly. What's the point?
Yeah.
So that the 40-year-old men can complain about it for a few months, I guess, as opposed to letting it be viewed by the people that are supposed to watch it.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say that it seems extremely questionable, and I would hope that at some point Warner Brothers steps in and says, you need to fix this, is the fact that they're putting Supergirl up against Gotham.
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me, and I won't be shocked if Warner Brothers steps in and says, you know what, if you want to keep this show, you need to relocate it to a different time. You know, you can't be putting it up against Gotham. Right now, if they leave it in that time slot, my thought is it's a one-season show. You know, I don't know if it can compete with Gotham.
Yeah.
Could be wrong, again. Different demographic targeted. You know, but are there enough girls, women, whatever, plus extras that are going to be able to carry it? You know, I hope so.
Yeah.
I want to see Gotham survive. I want to see Supergirl thrive. Man, I would love to see Supergirl thrive. But
I like to see them all do well. Actually.
Exactly. It just gives me some reason for concern that they're putting it up against another DC property.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
That makes
sense. I wouldn't be shocked if Warner Brothers basically says, yeah, no. You get one season, you're done. You did a dumb thing.
Nice. And I guess they're going to start working on Titans pretty soon, too.
Yeah, Titans got delayed a little bit. I don't know why, but I'm okay with it if they get it right.
Yeah.
So that's my hope.
That's cool. Now let's talk comics a little bit.
Absolutely.
What have your thoughts been on Secret War so far? The main series, not all the tie-ins.
It's a promising start. The first issue, not a ton happens. I mean, it's the end of the world. I don't know why that took an entire issue, but it did.
Yeah.
The second issue, you start to see some of the stuff, which is neat. Unfortunately, I think some of it telegraphs some of the other series and what they're going to be about, like Thor's. The idea that all of these Thors work for the god Doom, you know, as his police force.
Yeah.
Clearly, the Thor story is going to be about one of the Thors deciding that this isn't right, you know,
yeah,
and rebelling against the establishment. But it's a promising start. That being said, yeah, Age of Ultron had an extremely promising start, and that was one of the worst things I've ever read. My fingers are crossed. It continues in this vein, and it's still good. The crossovers, like the extra books, unfortunately, some of them are a bit confusing. They're adding you know, each of the worlds is supposed to be one of their previous crossovers, previous events, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, so the tie-ins are they're interesting. I mean, the Spider-Gwen has been the Spider-Verse one so far. I mean, some of the other ones are spiders are in it too. But yeah, right now my biggest concern is that it's a little confusing. There's so many of each character, and there doesn't really seem to be a core group of characters to get behind. It's almost like the heroes of the book, at least not so far.
Yeah.
You know, there's 500 Thors, and 500 Captain Americas, and 1,000 Iron Men, and a billion Spider-Men, and you know, the coolest part of Secret Wars is the fact that if somebody ticks off Doom, he throws them to the zombies, to the Marvel zombies.
Yeah.
I thought that was neat. But so right now I think they just need to kind of have it needs that, the grounding point for us as the readers to kind of rally behind, mm-hmm, you know, whoever that happens to be. I don't know, Captain America or Iron Man or the Avengers on the whole. We need something to kind of rally behind, and so far they haven't given that to us. You know, I would think after two issues you'd want us to have that, but
yeah,
not so far. Yeah, now, we'll see what happens.
Now we're actually a couple of weeks away, maybe a week away by now for Convergence End.
Yeah, Convergence 7 came out this week, so there's only one more week.
All right. Haven't talked to you since I think the second week of that. What are your thoughts on it since week two?
I love it. I think it's fun. You know, I wasn't expecting a ton. I knew it was just an event they were doing to move,
mm-hmm,
and it's been fun. I love the fact that the Convergence main story, you don't have to read any of the 40 two-parters to get it. I love the fact that it brought in Skartaris, the Warlord's world, and tied that in very, very heavily to the actual Convergence story. Mm-hmm. But, it's fun. I like it a lot. And now, I mean, some of the other heroes in the last issue or two have come in and are trying to, you know, some are fighting for one side and some are fighting for the other. And I think it's just fun. And I love the fact that come June, we just go back to where we were and Convergence is done.
Yeah.
You know, I miss the days of events where once it was done and you had your story. And
yeah,
if you enjoy it, you read it again. If you didn't, well, then it was over. So you don't have to worry about the repercussions.
Those were good times.
Yeah. And, you know, DC has been better and better at that. Even Forever Evil didn't have a huge amount of repercussions. I mean, the biggest one being Grayson.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, so Grayson's book was no longer Nightwing, and that was really it. And there was a couple of, you know, Luther being part of the Justice League and Captain Cold being
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, though, it was just the story, whereas Marvel's events seem to want to change the world every time, and sometimes they do, and sometimes it's all hype for a month or two, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've enjoyed Convergence. It's been fun, it'll end, and then we'll move on with the rest of the books.
Yeah.
You know, new directions for Superman and Batman, and mm-hmm, Wonder Woman will continue what she's doing. And, yeah.
Cool. Anything else you've been reading for the last few weeks?
Probably. Archie versus Predator, which I love. Issue 2 of that came out this week. 2 people died in the first one. Massive amounts die in the second one.
Okay.
And I'm not talking minor characters either.
Really?
Yeah. So lots of people die in the second one. Jughead gets dressed up as Veronica in the second one.
Oh, all right.
It's insane, crazy awesomeness. Man, I'll tell you right now, and I've been telling customers this, and it blows their mind. Right now, when it comes to bringing new faces into my store, brand new faces into my store, Archie is doing more with 2 or 3 titles than all of the Marvel movies combined.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's insane. You know, Archie's just taking chances and doing fun stuff. And, you know, Marvel's making movies about characters that aren't really happening in the books right now. So it's a tougher sell. You know, I had one come in that was very vocal about what he wanted, and I explained to him, you know, if you want what's closest to the movies, it's Guardians of the Galaxy. And he said, what about Avengers? And I said, nope.
Not at all.
Not even close. And I explained Captain America was currently the Falcon, and Thor was currently female, and Avengers is very different. Guardians is the closest. Daredevil obviously would work as well, but he was very much talking about the movies.
Yeah.
So, he bought a bunch of Avengers, and we haven't seen him since.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Archie is... They've taken the gloves off, and they're just... If it's fun, they're doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen these solicitations. Archie versus Sharknado.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah, that's so exciting. People are already asking me about that. Yeah, that stuff's way, way better than... For us, at least so far, than anything Marvel's done.
Oh, yeah. Well, Afterlife with Archie is one of my favorite titles of the last few years.
So crazy good.
Yeah.
And Archie versus Predator, you knew going in it was going to be a little bit goofy, and they jacked up all their personalities and made it super fun. And then on top of that, they put these little one-page crossovers at the back. The first one was Sabrina and Hellboy. And the second one is The Mask and Little Archie.
Oh, wow.
It's so great. They're just having so much fun with it. And Sharknado, I think, is going to be the exact same type of thing. Just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's my spiel about Archie.
And I can't wait for the new ongoing series, too, even.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there was the whole Kickstarter spiel, and I don't know why people got so up in arms about it. Yeah. A lot of retailers were. I don't really understand the unhappiness with it. Yeah. I guess in theory it could kill some of your Archie number one sales because so many of the rewards included an Archie number one variant cover that was only available through Kickstarter. But honestly, I think the Kickstarter would have just generated more publicity and pushed more people through the door.
I think so.
Yeah, I really do. And they've said those books are still going to come out. They are, you know, the Betty Veronica and the Jughead book and the Kevin Keller, I think, was the other one.
Yeah.
Are all still going to come out. It'll just be on a slower schedule than it would have been. So, again, I don't really understand the lash, you know, the backlash that people had for it.
But yeah, people like to complain.
Yeah, they want to complain about something all the time. So Archie got the brunt of it for that, and I thought it was kind of ridiculous. I was looking forward to it. I had no issues with Kickstarter. None at all. I love Kickstarter. I think it's a great platform.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm trying to think what else we read. But nothing's come to mind at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, now he's looking at the rack, folks.
So. Yep. That's what I do. Oh, you know what else has been really good? Uncle Scrooge and Donald Duck being relaunched by IDW. That stuff's fantastic. We need more of that. More for kids and more for adults that just want to read fun stuff that they remember from when they were kids. So, yeah, that stuff is great. Again, still putting out good stuff. But IDW is really knocking out of the park with things like Donald Duck, Uncle Scrooge, bringing back Empire, the Mark Waid book.
Which, that's right, yeah.
Oh, my God, I love that book. It's been 10 years since the first one came out. Made me feel old.
Oh, I still geez, like that
second series so much. Yeah, there's a ton of stuff coming out right now, like indie stuff, like the Big Con Job, I think, is IDW as well. It's either IDW or Boom, where it's basically all, like, it's effectively what if the former Star Trek actors decided to rob a San Diego Comic Con.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and it's been so much fun. It's Pal Miotti, and somebody else writes it with him. I don't remember who. But, yeah, great stuff coming out from some of the indie companies.
Cool. We'll have to check some of that out.
Yep.
And as always, man, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll let you get back to your day.
All right.
And another quick shout-out to Sketchbook Comics, one of the greatest stores of our generation.
That's
yes,
right.
I'm hyping it that hard.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeff. Talk to you next time.
Take care.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.